So firstly, in setting up the merch desk, what kind of issues for Musos were you actually looking to solve?
Sure. So I guess when COVID really hit and the lockdowns were put in place, a lot of my, not just musicians, but also comedian friends, really lost, you know, months of upcoming gig income. And a lot of them, which, you know, who were what I consider very, very professional musicians and artists, were suddenly not really sure how they were going to pay rent. So basically, we wanted to help them out, but by, you know, just to start with, at a personal level, I wanted to purchase their merch. I wanted to do something, find a way to support them without being in the same room as them. But for a lot of artists, like you mentioned, there was a lot of different barriers to actually getting merch out there. So for some, it was a matter of not having the $800 in the account to buy a big batch of shirt. For some artists, they were literally flown home halfway through, like a tour of the United States. So they were literally in quarantine, unable to get to the shirts, even if people had purchased shirts, you know, if they had a handful of shirts left, they couldn't even get to the shirts to then deliver them, you know, to a post office or anything like that. Honestly, the list just keeps going on of different issues. For some artists, they just didn't have any visual designs that they were ready to chuck on shirts. So basically, every time we found a barrier, we just said, okay, well, where there's a will, there's a way. And there's going to be a way that we can fix each one of these individually, I'm sure. So that's basically what we've tried to do. We've set up a platform to remove all barriers for artists. Each week, you know, an artist will come to us with a new and different barrier. And, you know, within that same week, we typically will find a way to fix it and make it all happen.
So obviously you mentioned, you know, the mass printing of shirts and all that kind of thing that that might have stood in Musos' way. Customers probably don't need to know how the sausage gets made, but for the Musos, what is the process? What does the process actually involve in setting up a piece of merch on your website?
Sure. No, I love that analogy. So we're actually all for transparency in every way possible, because I don't know, I feel like what we're doing isn't a sausage. It's a prime rib, if you will. I guess to start with, it's generally the process is sign up through the website. We then send out a welcome aboard email and give a chance for the artist to, you know, find out a bit more about the process, but also just, you know, upload something as simple as basically a Facebook cover photo. We want to make it as easy as possible, and a big part of this was using assets that people already have. So most artists will have an image that they're using for a Facebook cover photo. Most artists will have, you know, like a profile picture. So we're just looking for things like that. And then after that, if someone's already got designs or something like that, we typically will just, you know, get access to some files. We'll do a screen share so the artist can see exactly what's on my screen. And we can basically talk through design few pieces of merch together and generally have it live, providing the artists, you know, have some of those assets already. We can generally have things live within the space of a few hours.
Yeah, nice quick turnaround. Now, at the moment, you're obviously looking a lot of this business model because we have the COVID-19 restrictions. You know, people can't, you know, get in contact with their fans. They can't with their bands. They can't sort of support them in the ways they traditionally were. In terms of when this lockdown kind of wraps up, do you see this one being sustainable for the future with what you're currently doing?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, a huge part of this that we're not really even, you know, talking about too much yet, which is a huge passion of both mine and so many artists that we talk to, is sustainability. Typically, the old approach, and you know, this is such an odd thing, but I've got so many muso and artist friends who are the biggest advocates for sustainability, and have, you know, been had amazing careers in the arts for decades. And you'll see them at every rally, you know, for different forms of sustainability protests, you know, in any city you go. But then you go to their house and their garage is half filled with shirts from different projects. And something doesn't make sense there. So by going with a print-on-demand model, we're also really pushing for, you know, sustainability, reducing waste. The problem is for artists is, you know, having to guess what size is, and what designs are going to sell means that either you always sell out and you've got a very, very small amount of actual, you've actually got a very small range of products, at which point you're, as an artist, potentially missing out on a huge income by only ever, you know, ordering and creating merch that you're sure you can sell out of completely. Or you end up with all these weird sizes or designs that you thought were going to sell, didn't sell. And that's not good for the artist. It's not good for their bank account, and it's not good for the planet. So this is the other side, or one of the other parts of the merch desk that we're really, really passionate about. And that purpose there is going to outlive COVID well and truly.
Well, Joseph, it sounds fabulous. Very best of luck with this one going forward.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me.